Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Well, yesterday we ended with Samuel pouring a vial of oil over Saul's head, anointing him to be king. And it was a private ceremony that happened there, just him and Samuel, Saul and Samuel. And it was days before it would become public. And we want to start there, is where Samuel called all the people together unto Mizpah. That's in chapter 10, verse 17. And he said unto the children of Israel, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all the kingdoms and of all that oppressed you. And you have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversaries and your tribulations. And you have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. And then Saul had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken, and then the family of Kish was taken, and then Saul was taken. He was one of the sons of Kish. Verse 22, it says, and therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if the man Saul should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, behold, he hath hid himself among this stuff. And so here Saul knew that he was going to be the one that was anointed or recognized. He's already anointed, but recognized as the king. And we find him hiding among the stuff. And I'm not sure, you know, he was just not right there. It wasn't like he just jumped out and said, here I am, I'm going to be your next king or anything. This was a very humble man. He was actually hiding, he must have felt like he wasn't worthy, that, some of these things, his self-esteem maybe wasn't very good or whatever, I don't know. But here he was hiding, and then they found him, and it says that he was a tall man, he was taller than anybody else from his shoulders upward. And then verse 24, it says, and Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen, and there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. But then I guess there were some people that weren't happy about it, and they said, how is this guy going to save us? But anyway, that's a different story. So then he goes, they all go back to their homes. Saul goes back to his home and his place, and the people all go back, and that was kind of the end of all that. And then it says in chapter 11 that Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead. Jabesh-Gilead was one of the tribes of, or one of the cities or towns or whatever of Israel, and this Ammonite, this Nahash, was going to make war with them. They came up against them. And the people of Jabesh-Gilead said, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. So, you know, tell us what we should do, and we'll serve you. You know, do you want us to pay you so much tribute? What do you want us to do? And Nahash, the Ammonite, answered, on this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel. So his condition was is that all of the people there, at least all of the men or whatever, would have their right eyes plucked out. And so they said, well, give us some time to think about this. And they sent around Israel to find out if anybody would come and help them in this battle. And so in verse 6 it says, and the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces. These cows, he cut them into a bunch of small pieces and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of the messengers, saying, Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And there was 300,000 men of Judah, or men of Israel, and 30,000 men of Judah came out. So 330,000 men came out to help Jabesh-Gilead in this thing that they were facing there. And they had a great victory that day, or that those days or whatever that they were fighting there. They had a great victory, and Saul was recognized then. He was anointed earlier on as king, with just in a private ceremony. He was presented as king to all the people by Samuel, but now he's actually recognized as king because he was the one who led them, and they had this great victory. So now he's recognized as king by the people. And it says here that Samuel then would gave the people a history lesson. This is chapter 12. We're kind of going through it quickly here, but chapter 12, it says, Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron and brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. And he goes on and he says, and the Lord sent Jerubbabel and Badan and Jephthah and Samuel himself and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you dwelt safely. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, you said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us when the Lord your God was your king. You know, he went over all these things, and I just only read a couple there. I skipped several verses, but how God delivered them from their enemies, and God was their king. And he says here that, now therefore, behold, the king whom you have chosen and in whom you have desired, and behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. If you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both you and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. Okay, so he says, you have a king over you now, but listen, here's what you still need to do. It's, you need to fear the Lord, and you need to serve the Lord, and you need to obey the Lord's voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord. Then both you and your king that reigneth over you will continue following the Lord. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. And so here the condition is really the same. You know, they were to obey God and to fear him when God was their king, and trust him, and they didn't do that, and they rebelled against God. They demanded a king, and so God gave them a king. But the condition's still the same thing. They still need to fear the Lord. They still need to serve the Lord. They still need to obey the Lord and all these things. And if they don't do that, it's not going to be well with them, just as it wasn't before. And so, let's see, we're at, he goes on and it says, but if you will not obey the voice of the Lord and rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. Verse 16, this is chapter 12. Now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, and you shall perceive and see that your wickedness is great, and you have done which you have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. So here Samuel called down rain from heaven, thunder from heaven, in the day of wheat, in the time of wheat harvest, in the summertime when it's dry season, and they're not they're not getting rain, and but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this rainstorm comes because they asked God for a king, and it was a sin that they did. God was showing that, and it says, showing them that, and it says, and all the people said unto Samuel, pray for the servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king. And so they recognized that what they did was wrong there, that it was sin, and they asked God to forgive them. They repented of that. And it says here in verse 20, and it says, and Samuel said unto the people, fear not, you have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn you not aside, for then should you go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people, for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if you shall still do wickedly, you shall be consumed, both you and your king. So this is what I want us to see here today, is that we need to fear the Lord. Those people needed to fear the Lord, whether they had a king or they didn't have a king, and they did need to repent of this, that they and really recognize what they had done here. But it says in verse 24, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. And I would ask you to consider what great things God has done for you, and fear the Lord. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. And that's my encouragement for you and for myself today, that we wouldn't let the things of this world, we wouldn't let the economic situation, the political situation, we wouldn't let the wars and the turmoil in the world, the earthquakes and the tsunamis and all of the things that are happening in this world today, that should inspire us to serve the Lord and to walk with him. Because we are living in the last days, and that's my encouragement to us today, is that we would fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all of our hearts, and not be drawn away by the frills or the thrills or the pleasures of this world, but we would serve the Lord and fear the Lord. If you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall both you and also the king, it will be well with you. And I know we live in a land where there's a lot of political things going on right now. And, you know, God's even in control of that. He's able to save his people, just like he did in the days of Noah. He saved his people out of a wicked generation, and he can save us also, but we need to fear the Lord and walk in his ways. So that's my encouragement. That's my daily inspiration for us today. And thank you for listening. I pray that you'll be blessed in your life. Now, this will be my last day for a while. Another brother will be sharing here starting tomorrow. So thank you for listening these last 2 weeks, and God bless you.